been thinking about McDonald's all day, can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Back into the Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your hosts, as always. I'm Mandy.
And I'm retired Major Hugh Jass, coming at you in your face.
I love the nervous farts all up in my face. I need more. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I bet you didn't miss us too much, but hi. You're tuning in, so we're happy to have you. Today, we'll be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be playing a little game. I want to play a little game, you know?
So to speak.
What movie is that from? Do you know?
What?
You better know. Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh.
He's like, I want to play a little game. Mm. You got to mix him with Sling Blade, then you got a perfect character. Gotcha. Now that's terrifying. All right. Now. Can you guys guess what game it is? I'm sure you can by the title, but I'm going to ruin it for you. I'm going to tell you. It's called Would You Rather. Now, if for some reason you have no idea what the hell Would You Rather is, it's super simple. Super simple. Elementary school simple, you know? Super simple. The basis of the game is to basically have two or more players, and one person will be the asker, and then another person will be the askee. If that's a word. I'm assuming it is. And the one person will ask the person a question. Would you rather this or would you rather that? And the person is forced to choose one or the other. There's no I plead the fifth. There's no, oh, I don't know, I can't choose. You have to choose one. The better of the two evils. If there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Choose it, damn it.
Yeah, take it. So they need to choose one. They need to pick one. So you can definitely see how it can get tricky at times. It can get a little bit tricky. So we've accumulated a bunch of the grossest, because you know how we do, the darkest and the downright disturbing would you rather questions. And we'll be asking those questions to one another, to each of us. Me and Hugh, back and forth. So that sounds like fun, doesn't it, Hugh? I thought you might
sure.
Enjoy this one a little bit. Yeah, Hugh's not looking forward to this one because some of them are pretty disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, bud.
But yeah, so for our first question, we actually have an audio clip we're going to play. This is from our friend Jesse, and this is what he sent us.
Would you rather do 30 seconds in the electric chair or attempt an escape from Alcatraz?
All right, well, you, so based off of that, which would you choose?
Okay, well, 30 minutes in an electric chair is kind of deadly.
You think?
So I'll take the other.
Well, I guess you kind of have to weigh your options there. More than likely, I would go with Alcatraz as well, but...
Yeah, it's a short swim back to San Francisco, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Short, cold swim amongst great white sharks and other things.
Yeah, you'd die either way. With that in mind, because you know I freaking hate sharks, I'm going to go with the electric chair, because it might hurt just a wee bit.
Yeah.
But it'll hurt far less than being frozen and possibly consumed
I don't know
terrifying
about that.
Creatures. Well, I mean, if I go out like the character from The Green Mile, that's awful. The one where they don't water his sponge.
Right.
But if it's done properly, I mean, electricity shocks your body. You can't move. You know, it freezes you basically in place. And it basically fries all your nerve endings. So you'll feel it at first, but I'm assuming pretty quickly thereafter you won't feel it anymore. It'll just be your body spasming from the, you know, electricity.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I've never been in the chair, so I don't know.
Well, let's just say you don't have much chance of getting out of the chair once you get in it.
Yeah, probably not from Alcatraz either. So either way, you're SOL.
It's like being a piece of wet bread going into a toaster. Yeah.
That sounds great. Mm. Delicious. Real quick, I want to thank Jesse, the submittee of that beautiful question. A little shout out here for him. I wanted to thank him for sending that one in. He's actually the lead singer for a band called Cecil B. Demented, or CBD for short. I like CBD. And I wanted to show him some dark love because he's actually been an awesome, awesome person, and he's been letting us use some of his music in past episodes. If you guys go back and listen to our Simulation Theory episode, I have his song. It's called The Only Constant Is Strange. I have that one playing in the background. Super electric, super cool. So if you're into that kind of, you know, cyberpunk type music, definitely check him out. I'll leave his Instagram channel down below. It's called Cecil B. Demented, just like his band. So you can find him on there and, you know, show him some dark love. Take it away, Hugh.
Alrighty then. First question for Mandy. Would you rather be naked in Antarctica or wear a snowsuit in the desert?
Yeah, I'm going to go naked in Antarctica. I'd much rather freeze than burn to death. Much rather, like hands down. And in side note, folks, we don't know what we're asking each other. We both accumulated our own questions. So I don't know what he's going to be asking me. I might know the questions.
My questions get gamier as we go along, so just understand
that. Exquisite. All right, I'm looking forward to that. But that's my answer. I would much rather run around sky-clad.
And I would do the
freeze my nips off.
Because I live in the desert anyway, so I've done that at least once or twice, you know.
I hate the heat. I wouldn't be able to handle it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, wait till you get older. Just saying.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that's my answer. Now I'm going to ask Hugh a good one here. Now, let me see what you think of this one, Hugh. Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Well, I think out of familiarity, I take the stegosaurus look.
Check out my penises! Check them out! Alrighty. You're a dickosaurus.
You can never have enough penises. All right.
Oh, God. I don't want to know what you would do with all of them. No, thank you.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell that means. Would you rather lick a homeless man's toe or chew a piece of gum you found sticking to the underside of a table?
Oh, ick.
In a bathroom.
Well, I mean, either one, you're probably going to get some sort of disease and, you know, contract something. You might even die from it.
Mm.
Now, is the homeless man, is it a shoe or is it a barefoot?
It says toe. So I'm assuming it's the big old stinky smelly toe. Probably with the grayish yellow toenail that curls around, you know?
Ugh. Oh, this is reminiscent of 50 Words to Ruin Your Day. It's just so vile. Honestly, I would rather lick his toe because, I mean, you're going to get kinds of gross from both ends of the spectrum. But, yeah, I would rather take his toe because he might have been wearing socks and shoes before I licked his foot. Whereas if you chew a piece of gum off of a toilet in a bathroom, that's disgusting. You don't know what you're dealing with.
That's the goods.
You have no chance.
That's the goods.
That's where you get that sweet stuff.
I'd triple dog dare you.
Yeah, I'd go with the toe. All right, this next one's pretty, I think you'll like it. It's fitting for huge ass.
You
now,
bet.
Would you rather eat a bowl of shit once or have explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life?
I'll take the explosive diarrhea. Give something everyone can enjoy around me.
Well, I mean, if you have an explosive for the rest of your life, it's nonstop, you won't have much of a life left.
Oh, no, I'd just be walking around in assless chaps all the time.
Just spraying that shit everywhere.
Yeah. What was that old that old skit on Saturday Night Live? It was colon blow. That was that was the best.
Let's get Hugh some oops, I crap my pants adult diapers.
Yeah.
Fix that problem.
There's no such thing. There's no diaper that would contain that.
Oh, God. Well, you took the same sprinkle that shit everywhere to a whole new level.
Oh yeah. When the shit hits the fan, it hits everybody. Everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, the fan's your butthole. Just spraying it everywhere.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
There'd be plenty of shit at that table.
Yum.
All right. Would you rather spend the day wearing wet socks or spend the day with a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth?
That one's not that bad, but...
No, that's not bad.
Annoying nonetheless. Honestly, I'd rather do the kernel, because even though it would drive me nuts and I would hate the feeling, well, it's stuck in my tooth, right? Not in the back of my tongue or the back of my throat, because that's the worst. When you get a kernel stuck back there, you're like, hey, hey, you know, the
whole
time.
You're like a cat trying to get a hairball out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would do the kernel, because, I mean, if I walk around in wet socks, one, I just can't. I hate the sound. I hate the feel, the smell, everything.
Yeah.
You can get fungus and all kinds of gross stuff from that. So I would,
once again,
go with the kernel.
In a former life, I did walk around all day in wet socks. So I would go that route.
Nice. Well, yeah. Okay. See, Hugh and I don't agree on most of these.
Just saying.
Oh, we're both demented, though. All right. Next one for you, Hugh, and this is a good one. Give me your honest opinion. Would you rather have a penis-sized nipple or a nipple-sized penis?
Well, I got to go with the bigger nipple.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose, I'd do that one, too. I mean, I don't have a penis, but...
You can always conceal that somehow with like, duct tape or something. But, you know, the other thing is, like, you know, hey, nobody wants a fig leaf the size of a shamrock. Just saying.
Oh, God. Ew. Well, the funny thing is, you know those people that, like, pinch their nipples? They play with their nipples? Can you imagine, like, having a penis-sized nipple? I mean, it would be helpful if you were a woman and you had a penis-sized nipple. You know, your kid... I mean, that's inappropriate. I shouldn't go there.
What?
Now I'm, like, disturbing myself on a whole nother level. But, yeah, you know, okay.
Doing a hell of a job over there, Mandy.
I know. I'm so sorry, everybody.
All right. Here's the next one for you. Would you rather smell like poop all the time and not be able to smell it yourself, or have your significant other smell like poop and have to smell it all the time?
I would much rather smell like poop myself and not be able to smell, because I don't give a shit what anyone else
thinks. Nobody cares what someone else has to deal with. Yeah.
I'd be like, that's right, that's me. Breathe it in.
What's that smell? I don't know. I don't smell anything.
It's my new perfume. What are you
talking
about?
Let me sit closer.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but me and my husband started watching a show called Paradise PD. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's raunchy. It's super raunchy. Okay. There's this character in it who's like a sheriff or a cop, whatever he is. I don't remember what he is, but some sort of cop. And he gets this like, they have this radioactive explosion in their town and they all get mutated to some extent. And he ends up having this polyp grow on his ass and it grows to like full size and it starts taking over his body and it ends up looking like his face. And his butthole is the polyp's mouth. And the polyp, like, starts controlling him and ends up, like, winning over his wife, and she can't tell the difference. But there's a part where the polyp is talking to the wife, and he burps, but it's actually a fart, and she's like, ugh, you need a mint! She's got, like, shit particles all over her face. I guess you'd have to watch it. It's humorous.
Yeah,
I am not doing it
justice. I was just wondering what kind of drugs they were on when they wrote that.
Probably lots, because the show, it's like, where did they come up with this? Like, literally. Good Lord. But yeah, that made me think of that. Is it my turn or your turn?
Yeah, it's your turn to ask me something.
going on a tangent about a stupid cartoon. All right. So this next one, it's actually another question that we had sent in. This is from our friend Cass. Hey, Cass. Howdy diddly. And let's see what she asked us.
Would you rather have sex with Trump or give a sponge bath to Biden? Me, personally, I'd give a sponge bath to Biden. Because then I'd have the chance to drown the bastard.
This one's for both of us. So anytime it's one sent into us, we both have to answer it. I mean, we both can answer any of them. But for me, I mean, going off of what Cass said, yeah, I'd go with what she said. Not the drowning part, maybe. But I'd much rather give somebody a sponge bath than have to sleep with somebody that I'm not attracted to whatsoever.
Yeah, I think
what about
that goes,
you? Which would you do?
Goes the same direction here. And if I was given that guy a sponge bath, you know, I'd probably make sure the sponge was as rough as 80 grit sandpaper. Just saying.
Well, speaking of sandpaper, that takes me to our next question, which again, Hugh doesn't know what I'm going to ask him, but it's a good one. I actually really like that you said that. That's perfect. So, would you rather have sandpaper hands and be forced to pleasure yourself once a week forever, or have no genitals at all?
Be forced to what? I didn't hear that.
Pleasure
part.
Yourself.
Oh.
Wank off. With sandpaper hands. I mean, either way, you'll probably have no genitals after that anyways.
Yeah, I'd probably choose to have the sandpaper so at least I had something going on for a while.
Well, I guess, yeah. Oh, that's awful, though. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The horror.
Here we go. Here we go. These get a little gamey now.
Excellent.
Would you rather take a long soaking bath in pig piss or have a cattle prod stuffed up your giggy and be shocked at 5-minute intervals for an hour?
I'll take the piss for $500.
Yeah.
I'd much rather sit in piss.
I'll take the pig piss, Alex, for $500.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can just rinse it off in regular water after the fact, whereas with the second one, you're going to be, you know, severely deformed afterwards or die from it. So, yeah.
Depends how cruel the guy is doing the shocking, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd still rather just swim and piss.
Alrighty, then.
Oh, that's horrible. All right. Would you rather crap your pants every time someone said your name, or have Tabasco sauce come out of your nose every time you sneeze?
Oh, the Tabasco sauce.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huge ass doesn't want to crap his pants every time someone says his name. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Hold true to that name, huge ass. That's
huge ass, man. Yeah. No, I'd take the Tabasco sauce. The crapping of the pants would get old. Trust me. It would get old.
I mean, once we all hit a certain age, I mean, we'll get used to it.
Yeah, there's no hurry. All right.
Yeah, I'll take my time.
Here's another one for you. Would you rather change 100 poopy diapers or eat your least favorite meal every dinner for a month?
Those aren't that bad.
I've
easily changed 100 diapers between my two kids, you know. I mean, when they were newborns, I was changing diapers. Probably.
Well, we're talking about back to back. Yeah.
Now, is it my kids' diapers? Is it an adult?
No,
diaper?
It doesn't. The question doesn't specify that. So let's just assume it's the neighbor. Let's just assume it's the neighbor from the last episode with the kinky problem.
If they can crap their pants nonstop, maybe I'm changing your diaper because you got that explosive diarrhea problem going on. I'll change the poopy diapers. I'm not grossed out by that. I'll do that because I have a problem with food. Like, I like what I like, and if you force me to eat what I don't like, I get real angry. I take hangry to a whole new level.
It'd be like that that Kate girl from one of those other episodes. Where she's just snacking on all sorts of weird things.
God, yeah. All right, so this next one, this one's a little gross, as you can expect from us. Would you rather chug a whole gallon of someone's duck butter, which if you guys don't know, that's ball and butt sweat, or eat a gigantic pizza with pubes baked elegantly into the crust? And I'm talking some ornate gourmet pizza here.
Yeah, I got to go with the pizza.
Oh,
I have to.
Yeah, probably, as gross as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, just the thought of getting that stuck in your throat, though. I'm like gagging thinking about it.
Well, would you rather be inside a porta potty when it falls over or smell like dog poop during an important interview?
See, that's kind of vague. I don't know what kind of interview it is. Is it a job interview? Is it just an interview with somebody important?
Once again, you know, you got to go with the selfish thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind being stuck in a porta potty because it could be an empty porta potty. We don't know. It's just a porta potty. So I'll go with I'll take the porta potty.
Now, unfortunately for you, the porta potty's full. And,
does it say it in that, or are you just adding
that? No, that's I'm giving you the particulars.
Damn it!
And you're going to be wearing it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'll still do it. Because if there's a bathroom nearby, I'll just shower. If not, I'll let other people enjoy it until I get to a shower.
Some turd earrings.
Yeah, gross. Some little dinglies. All right, so my next one, this is a good one. Would you rather wear someone else's dirty, skid-filled underwear or brush your teeth with a toilet bowl brush?
I'd go, probably. I couldn't stand the thought of wearing someone else's underwear. I would have to go with the toilet brush.
Oh, but then you're getting everybody's crap in your teeth.
Not necessarily. I'd be smart enough to swish it around the bowl a few times to the clean water first.
Well, it'll be an unclean bowl. If you can improvise, so can I.
That's your particulars.
I'd go with the skin-filled
underwear. Well, then I'd wash it in the shower.
That's so gross. Either one is so gross.
Yeah, like, they're so both cringy. Great questions. Thanks for that, Mandy.
You're welcome, you.
All right, here it is. Here's the last. Yes. Would you rather be launched from a catapult at 100 miles an hour into a 20-foot high pile of baboon shit, or lick the ass clean of a filthy rhino and not the political creature?
Political creature. I'll go with the first one. Get flung into a pile of poo.
Yeah.
I'll take that one because it'll be kind of a fun ride on the way there.
I don't know how bad baboon shit actually is, but it sounds bad. So I think either one, it's a wash. Either one's a wash.
I don't want to lick anybody's butthole. I know some people enjoy that, but I'm not into those rims.
It's not a somebody, it's a something. We're talking about like a like one of those big
burly rhinos.
Yeah, the big lurking creatures in Africa kind of thing. Something that can't possibly clean itself up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, jeez.
So you get to lick that clean.
Delicacy. No, I'd much rather take the flung into the bamboo crap.
Yeah. I got to agree on this one.
Yeah. All right, so this is my last one, everybody. You ready for it, Hugh? Would you rather have a 2-inch penis or double D size man boobs?
Oh, my God. Once again, you don't want the penis thing. You want to avoid that if necessary.
What if you had both?
Yeah.
That sounds like a personal problem.
This being the world of the acceptance. You know, got to go with the moobs.
I can just imagine you putting some tassels on them. Woo!
Yeah. Swinging them around in different directions while I'm sporting a Woody.
It's no 2 inches, damn it.
What is that?
Oh, God.
Take it and like it.
I've got more man and more woman than any of you combined.
What it is.
Yeah. Getting trigger happy with those sound effects there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our list of would you rather questions, everybody. We hope you enjoyed them. Can you let us know which one's your favorite? Which one did you enjoy the most? And did it make you think any differently of us? Do you guys agree with any of us? Disagree? Let me know. I want to know your opinion.
I'm sure they don't think any less of us. But
they're like, wow.
Wow.
That's informative. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little too informative.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're put in a situation where you have to answer, you know, you have to, you're forced to.
Right.
You got to choose one or the other, the lesser of the two evils, right? Sometimes. But before we move completely on and close out this episode, because I know you guys are just hankering to get on out of here after that,
yeah.
You know, molestation to your ears. I'm so sorry. But beforehand, let's dive deep into those closing statements. Whee!
Ah!
If you love our podcast and want to show your support, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever else you can leave us reviews. This helps our show, as we mentioned, get noticed more easily and helps other listeners find our show. By leaving a 5-star review, yes, gets me extra nervous.
Right.
By leaving a 5-star review, you'll also get one of our awesome Depth of Darkness stickers, as I mentioned verbatim each time, you know, ad nauseum, that's the word I was thinking.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, ad nauseum, yes, ass nauseum.
Ass nauseum.
Yeah, ass nauseum, there you go. You'll get a super cool sticker, and we actually have some holographic ones. So if you guys want to get your hands on them, then totally take, you know, send us a review, take a screenshot of it, and either email it to us at depthofdarknesspod@gmail.com or send it to us on our Instagram @DOD_POD. It's as simple as that. Go follow us on there, please. So I digress. If you really enjoy huge ass in your face and you want to shower us with even more dark love, then you should consider joining us on our Patreon and becoming a member of our Dark Abyss. Oh yeah. You'll not only get additional content each week, but you'll also get a ton of other incentives that are only exclusive to our patrons. So, you know, definitely give our tiers a look. If you guys honestly really like our show and you want even more, because you will get more, you'll get a lot more huge ass, then check out the tiers. They're down below. You know, every time we get a new patron, you and I feel like little schoolgirls. Because we appreciate this. We love it.
You bet.
And that's all. Yep. And that's all for this week's episode, folks. Thanks again for tuning in to the Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
Every family vacation, my kids break into the can-can. Can we go to the theme park? Can we go to a ball game? Can we get snacks? It can get expensive. But at Red Roof, we get a great price on clean, comfortable rooms and wake up rested and ready to hit the road again. This summer, when we rest and repeat at Red Roof, staying two separate times can earn us a free night. Plus, Ready Reward members can save up to 20% with exclusive rates. Book at redroof.com.